This is the High School Football Roundup Podcast, episode number 23 for Saturday, October 31st, 2015. And welcome to the latest Red Eye edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. I'm Walter Johnson, and hard to believe October is almost over. Saturday, the early morning hours of Saturday, October 31st. And you know, a lot of games with playoff implications to get to, so we're not going to waste too much time, and we're going to get started quickly here, and we'll start up in GHSA Region 16A up in Leesburg as the Lee County Trojans lost a heartbreaker at home to the Camden County Wildcats all the way on the Georgia coast in Southeast Georgia, Kingsland. The final score, Camden County 17 and Lee County 13. And also in Valdosta in the Wintersville Classic, knocked off Lowndes 17-7. So that means Lee County with the loss. The loser has now lost three in a row. The Trojans from Leesburg have lost three in a row. And they fall to 6-3 overall. And just 1-3 in GHSA Region 16A. With only one game left to play, and they have to go down, and Lee County has to go down to Valdosta next week to face the Valdosta Wildcats at Bazemore Harris Stadium. So, you know, and the bottom line for Lee County, you know, they have to go down to Valdosta, knock off the Wildcats, and then hope that Tift County can pull off the upset over Lowndes in Tifton. So that would mean. And that those two things would have happened if Lee County were to upset Valdosta at Valdosta, you know, at Bazemore Harris Stadium, actually. And Lowndes and Tift County can pull off the upset at home over Lowndes next week. And Lee County would finish 2-3 in GHSA Region 1-4A. More importantly, they win the tiebreaker over Valdosta, which would be 2-2 in Region 1-6A currently, and 6-3 overall. And they would finish no worse than the number 3 seed and would hit the road for the first round of the state playoffs. And speaking of the Tift County Blue Devils, they gave the defending GHSA Class 6A state champion Colquitt County Packers all they could handle, only to fall down in Moultrie. 41-33 to final score. The Packers in get a hard-fought win over a pesky Tift County Blue Devils squad. And Tift County falls to 0-4 in region play, and they're still winless in Region 1-6A, and obviously eliminated from playoff contention, and will settle for the spoilers role next week against Lowndes, and Camden's 4-point win at Lee County, combined with Colquitt County's 8-point win, and a real slugfest, or shootout, if you will. Sets up a huge battle for the region championship next week down in Kingsland, Georgia next week as Camden County hosts Colquitt County in a battle of undefeated teams. Both teams come in at 9-0 overall and 4-0 in GHSA Region 1-4A. And we're going to move right along and we move on to Region 1-4A, GHSA Region 1-4A and Sub-Region A, and the Monroe Tornadoes for the second year in a row had a chance to advance to at least the play-in round next week with a victory over the Crisp County Cougars. However, for the second straight season, the Cougars from Cordell had the Tornadoes from Albany's number as they stunned as Crisp County stunned Monroe 14-13 at Hugh Mill Stadium on Thursday night, and that was Thursday, October 29th. And in this case, and, you know, like I said earlier, Crisp County's had Monroe's number for 2 years in a row. And this, in the Cougars' case, I mean, that number was the number 14. And, 14, and Crisp County knocked off upset Monroe 14-6 in Cordell last year. And this year, the Cougars scored exactly the same number of points against the Tornadoes. And then the score was much closer, but the result was the same. And, final score, Crisp County 14, Monroe 13. And both Crisp and Monroe finished sub-region A play at 2-2. But the Cougars hold a win the tiebreaker over the Tornadoes and finish in third place in sub-region A. And as for Monroe, they fall to 5-4 overall and will miss out on the playing round for the second straight season and will face America Sumter next week to close out the 2015 season. And as for the Cougars, despite a 3-6 overall record, and they'll be in the playing round for the second year in a row and will face the Worth County Rams in a crossover game to close out the regular season, or at least in the final game before the playing round next week. And the Rams travel to the Jackets Nest just outside of Thomasville and jumped out to at least a 2-score lead. I think it was 14-0, en route to a 42-28 win over the Yellow Jackets. And obviously, Worth County's been on fire, winners of 6 out of last 7 contests since an 0-2 start. It seems like Worth County's peaking at the right time and will face Crisp County in the playing game next week in Cordele. So it'll be very interesting to see how this Worth County team responds. And Westover goes to Thomas County Central next week. And the Bainbridge Bearcats win the Sub-Region B title in GHSA Region 1-4A as they walloped the Westover Patriots 42-7, the final score, down in Bainbridge. And Bainbridge is now 9-0 on the season. And they finished Sub-Region B play at 4-0. So Bainbridge will go to Cairo next week for the GHSA Region 1-4A title. And Cairo won the Sub-Region A title thanks to Monroe's loss on Thursday night. And Serve Makers crushed Albany High 38-7 to win the Sub-Region A crown. So so Bainbridge and Cairo will meet each other in the rematch in Cairo next week. And in the regular season meeting, Bainbridge held off Cairo 21-7. And we get looking at some other scores from around the Southwest Georgia area. And we're seeing big game and critical game in GHSA Region 1AA down in Donaldsonville, Georgia, as the Pelham Hornets kept their playoff hopes alive with a 26-20 win in overtime over Seminole County. And Pelham, with the victory, goes to 2-3 in GHSA Region 1AA with one game to play in the regular season. So and, Pelham will face Berrien next week, and Berrien gave the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes all they could handle, only to fall 49-42. And Fitzgerald, with a win, goes to 8-1 overall and 4-1 in GHSA Region 1AA. And Brooks County played Thomasville tonight, and Brooks County won quite handily. And at last check, and it was 55-14. It was a 40-point route there. And you know, seeing Brooks County won last week over Early County, and Brooks won easily tonight, and Brooks will finish a 1AA play as the region champs, and we'll have next week off and get ready for the playoffs in less than 2 weeks on Friday November 13th. Against the yet-to-be-named opponent. And in GHSA Region 1 Single A, the Mitchell County Eagles bounce back from their tough loss to Terrell County. And the Eagles had the lead in the fourth quarter, but Terrell County came back to win 24-22. And on Friday, October 29th, and the Eagles cruised to a 35-8 win over Calhoun County, And the Cougars still winless at 0-9 with one game left to play. And the Randolph Clay Red Devils made the short trip down U.S. Highway 82 to Dawson and just trounced the Terrell County Green Waves. The final score was 55-28. Red Devils beating up on the Green, rolling all over the Green Waves by 27. And Randolph Clay still has a shot at getting in the playoffs, maybe win the region title. And for the Green Waves, after getting a dramatic win last week, and they struggle again this week, and they struggle this week, actually. And the Miller County Pirates pick up a big win as well outside of in non-region play, as the Pirates stomp Schley County out of the Schley County Wildcats out of Elville, Georgia. Final score, Miller County 41, Schley County 0. And Schley is spelled S-C-H-L-E-Y. For those people that have trouble pronouncing that word, it's Schley. Not to be confused with Sly, by the way. And last but certainly not least, congratulations to the Deerfield Windsor Knights as they clinched the GISA Region 3 AAA title with a 34-7 rout over Valwood. And a big win, and the Knights finished the regular season at 8-2 and finished GISA Region 3 AAA play undefeated at 6-0. So now, and they get the number one seed and home field advantage, pretty much throughout the playoffs in GISA Class AAA. And on that note, and that's going to do it for this Red Eye edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast. And as always, the High School Football Roundup podcast can be found online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. That's Southwest with the TH sound. southwestgeorgianetwork.com. southwestgeorgianetwork.com. And on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thank you for listening as always. Hopefully you'll have a very good weekend. And one more thing. And don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour before going to bed tonight. And again, thank you for listening. Have a good weekend.